Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 5th. God gives direction. And he sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat." And they said unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare?" And he said unto them, "Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you, bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, 'The master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he shall show you a large upper room, furnished. There make ready." And they went, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. Luke 22:8-13. If you look at verse 8, you see that Jesus asked Peter and John to go prepare a place where they could celebrate the Passover feast. This was the last meal Jesus would share with his 12 disciples, and it needed to be very special. He didn't want a crowded place, but somewhere perfect for the occasion. On top of that, it was the day of the feast itself. Have you ever gone out to eat on an Easter Sunday or on Thanksgiving Day, only to find all the restaurant lobbies filled with people waiting to be seated? Peter and John were entrusted with the task of finding a very special place on very short notice. If you had been in their shoes, or their sandals, you might have left immediately, all worried about having to find this special place. Instead of panicking or leaning on their own wisdom, these men actually took the time to ask Jesus what he desired. In the end, their choice was probably a great blessing to them. If they had hurried away without asking for some direction, they may have wandered the city for a long time and still not found that perfect place that had already been prepared ahead of time. In the same way, when we have a task to accomplish, no matter how small it seems or how able we feel, we always need to seek the Lord and ask Him for directions. He doesn't visibly stand before us these days, like He did with Peter and John. But He is with you and will guide you if your heart's desire is to do what He would have you to do. As we see in verses 9-13, Jesus knows what He is doing. He knows all things, and He is the most wise and most able. He has plans that include you, too. Take the time to ask Him for specific directions. Don't lean on your own wisdom and strength. Lean on the One who is most wise and able to help you. Like that room God provided for the disciples' Passover feast, you will find that God's guidance always leads to the best thing. God is the best guide when we need direction. When I need direction, is my first response to go to God, or do I rely on other people and things for guidance? How can I show that I trust God's wisdom and strength more than my own? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for May 5th.